Sometimes we know a story in Jewish history, but we might not realize or think about whether it's personally relevant to us. Welcome back. I'm Gila Ross, host of the Power Up podcast, where we share short, relatable ideas to upgrade and impact your everyday life. And in this series, Torah for Today, we look at one short idea from the Torah portion of this week and see how it's relevant to your personal life. When God gave the Jews the Torah, he chose to do it in a dramatic fashion. It was miraculous. God revealed himself to every single Jew. And what's fascinating about it is that the Jews were not spiritually prepared for this revelation of God. They weren't prepared to have this experience of God appearing to them face to face, so to speak. So much so that we're told that at the revelation, when God appeared to them at Sinai, their souls left their body because they weren't spiritually prepared for it, and God had to revive them. It begs the question, and we're told about this, that why? Why did God do it in such a dramatic fashion? Why did God do it in such a miraculous fashion? In fact, we're told that the miracles of when God gave us the Torah were equivalent to the act of creation, when God created the world from nothing. Why did God give us the Torah that way? I'm going to share with you two ideas which we're going to see are very personally relevant to us. Firstly, when God gave the Torah at Sinai, at that time in history, most people denied that there could be such a thing as prophecy. Even if someone believed in God, they understood God to be so powerful that what did God care about an ordinary person? What did God care about an individual person? Let alone, is God going to appear and communicate with a person? And God wanted to show the Jews and Jews for all time that not only did I create you, but I am going to appear to you, I am going to communicate to you because you are so important. And the truth is, I think there's a little bit of this that still shows up in our life. Like, how many times through our lives or through our days do we realize our importance? Do we realize our worth? That we are so valuable, that God cares about us. God wants us to communicate with him through prayer. God cares about our actions. That's why we're accountable for them. That's the first lesson of Sinai. And what the meaning is when God says, I appeared before you so that you should fear me. What does it mean? It means I appeared before you so you should be in awe of the fact that God, in his greatness, cares about me, cares about you. And there's a second reason. God knew that there would come a time, in fact, there would come many people in history that would say, yes, it's true that God gave you the Torah and God chose the Jews to perform his mission in this world. But God changed his mind, as many other religions do. But God gave the Torah publicly in a mass revelation so that later on, if someone were to come and say God changed their mind, we could challenge them and say, really, if God changed his mind and changed the Torah, then why doesn't he do it publicly in another mass revelation? And that's what it means. That's what the depth is when it says in the text that God said, I prepared before you all in order that you should respect me for all time, for all the days, for all future generations. When someone else comes and says, nah, it's changed or whatever, we can challenge them and say, really, if it's changed, why doesn't God make the changes the way he originally gave it in a mass revelation? The story of how God, Hashem, gave us the Torah is a story that happened thousands of years ago. And yet it's a story that should impact us every single day because we should integrate it into our awareness, this knowledge that Hashem, God, cares about us so much. He appeared to us at Sinai all those years ago, and until this very day, he cares about us so much that he wants us to communicate. He cares with him through prayer. He cares about our actions. We have tremendous, tremendous self-worth because of this. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I'd love to hear if this resonated with you. And if you'd like to discuss it further, you can get in touch with me. You can find me on Instagram at @itsgilarross, or you can WhatsApp me. My number is in the show notes, and we can set up a time to discuss this further. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Have a wonderful day, and please take a moment to rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast to anyone else who would benefit from it.